Illumine our hearts, O Mass, who lovest mankind with the pure light of thy divine knowledge. Open the eyes of our mind to the understanding of thy gospel teachings. Implant also in us the fear of thy blessed commandments, that trampling down all carnal desires, we may enter upon a spiritual manner of living, both thinking and doing such things as are well-pleasing to thee. For thou art the illumination of our souls and bodies, O Christ our God, and unto thee do we send up glory, together with thy Father, who is from everlasting, and an all-holy, good, and life-creating Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Wisdom, let us attend, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be unto all. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Matthew. Let us attend. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brothers. Judah begot Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram. Ram begot Amminadab, Amminadab begot Nahshon, and Nahshon begot Salmon. Salmon begot Boaz by Rahab. Boaz begot Obed by Ruth. Obed begot Jesse. And Jesse begot David the king. David the king begot Solomon by her who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon begot Rehoboam. Rehoboam begot Abijah. And Abijah begot Asa. Asa begot Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat begot Joram. And Joram begot Uzziah. Uzziah begot Jotham. Jotham begot Ahaz. And Ahaz begot Hezekiah. Hezekiah begot Manasseh. Manasseh begot Amon. And Amon begot Josiah. Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers about the time they were carried away to Babylon. And after they were brought to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel. And Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel begot Abiud. Abiud begot Eliakim. And Eliakim begot Azor. Azor begot Zadok, Zadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Eliud. Eliud begot Eleazar, Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who was called Christ. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David until the captivity in Babylon are 14 generations. And from the captivity in Babylon until the Christ are 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. For God did not make death, neither does he have pleasure in the destruction of the living. But God created man to be immortal, and made him to be an image of his own eternity. So we read in the Wisdom of Solomon. And in the Psalter we read, the Lord spoke and it came to be. He commanded and the creation stood forth. The fundamental principle of creation is obedience to the word of the Lord. In obedience, creation rises from non-existence into being and lives, and it is very good. Man is made in the image of God's own eternity, which means that man is made for communion with God. There is no death, and everything is good, very good. That there is death, that there is suffering and evil in the world, that man is not in communion with God, reveals that creation has fallen away from God because of disobedience, the disobedience of Adam. So with this as our introduction, let's contemplate our gospel this morning. The genealogy of Jesus we hear in St. Matthew's gospel this morning is one of two genealogies of Jesus given in Holy Scripture. The other is in St. Luke's gospel. The Holy Fathers explain that the differences between St. Matthew's and St. Luke's genealogies is that St. Matthew is tracing Jesus' genealogy through Joseph, and St. Luke is tracing it through his Holy Mother Mary. But there are other noteworthy differences. St. Luke traces Jesus' genealogy all the way back to Adam, the Son of God. St. Matthew presents his genealogy as the book of the Genesis of Jesus Christ and begins with Abraham. Both genealogies are startling and wonderful, beyond all expectation, powerful, and theologically profound in what their genealogies are proclaiming about Jesus. In tracing Jesus' genealogy from Joseph, who was the father of Jesus following the custom of the law, that's how you could translate what St. Luke says. In other words, what St. Luke is saying is that Joseph was not the biological father. He was reckoned as the father per the custom of the law concerning a man who married a mother who had no husband, whose husband therefore had died. So St. Luke, in tracing Jesus' genealogy from Joseph all the way back to Adam, St. Luke evokes the passage that we just read from the Wisdom of Solomon. For God made man in the image of his own eternity. That image, of course, is Christ Jesus. Here we come upon the biblical vision of man, that even though he is not God by nature, yet by nature he exists in kinship with God. Adam is the son of God. He exists in the image of God. He exists, therefore, so says St. Didymus the Blind of Alexandria, he exists in the capacity for union with God. That's how St. Didymus defines the image of God in its essence, the capacity for union with God. But St. Luke's genealogy only sets forth in sharper relief how man exists now in an unnatural manner. Because forgetful and even ignorant of God, subject to death and corruption as an iron bonds and brass bars of enslavement because of disobedience, man exists in a way that is against his nature. He exists in death and corruption. He exists in forgetfulness of God that is not according to human nature, that is against our nature. St. Matthew presents the genealogy of Jesus as a book. The book of the Genesis, or the book of the beginning of Jesus Christ, he says. Son of David, son of Abraham. Now, this Jesus says to Mary and Martha in John's Gospel, he says to them, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he die, yet shall he live. And the angel says to Joseph in our Gospel this morning, he says, the babe in Mary's womb is begotten of the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son. In other words, the son that the Virgin Mary will bring forth as her son is in fact the Son of God, who is himself the image in whom man was made. And the angel says, and you will call his name Jesus. Jesus is the Greek transliteration of the Hebrew Yehoshua, Joshua. And Joshua in Hebrew means the Lord saves, or the Lord is Savior. Because he, and the angel goes on, you will call his name Jesus, or the Lord is Savior, because he will save his people from their sins. This word of the angel, he will save, as both the name and as the mighty act that this Jesus will do, refers us back again to the wisdom of Solomon, which says, the Lord created all things to be, and the generations of the world he created for salvation, soteria, or in other words, he created the creation for health and freedom. That's what the verb to save in Greek means, and actually in the Hebrew as well, to free, to deliver, and to make healthy, to make well. And that's how God created the universe. That's how God created the creation. And so this Jesus as the Savior is going to restore creation to the way God made it in the beginning, for health and for freedom. The book of the Genesis, or the beginning of Jesus Christ, then, is the book of the beginning of life. More specifically, it is the book of the beginning of the life of God. Jesus' genealogy, in other words, is the book of life that we read of, for example, in the book of Revelations and in other places, which tells us that the book of life is written in the genealogy of Jesus Christ. In other words, the book of life is itself the flesh and blood of Jesus' forefathers, whom the church calls the ancestors of God. The flesh and blood that he took and made his own when he himself became flesh and pitched his tent among us. The flesh and blood that we are united to. So that the book of life is written in us when we are born from above and become children of God, when we are made one with Christ's body and blood through the sacramental mysteries of Christ's holy church, his precious body and blood that are for us the elixir of life, even the medicine of immortality. St. Matthew then is teaching us that this book of life, this book of the genealogy of the Genesis of Jesus Christ, this book of life begins with Abraham. Let's say then that that Abraham for St. Matthew is the front cover of the book. So then let's say that King David is the back cover. That means that the Holy Theotokos and the Lord Jesus Christ are the book's content. The Theotokos is the parchment, woven in the warp and woof, drawn from all the generations of the Holy Forefathers, and the Lord Jesus Christ is the word written on, or impressed upon, or engraved indelibly upon the parchment. In other words, upon the flesh of the Virgin Mary that he took from her and from his holy forefathers. If Abraham is the front cover, it means then that the book of life is the book of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. For it was by his faith in the promise given to him by the word of the Lord that happened to him that Abram was made righteous. In other words, he was made alive in God. For the exalted father Abram became by his faith in the word of the Lord that happened to him, he became Avraham, the father of many, through the seed that was sown in the womb of his wife Sarai, when the Lord returned and visited her the following spring, and she conceived and brought forth Isaac as from the dead, because Abraham and Sarah were as good as dead. They were past the age of childbearing. So that the whole nation of Israel is a nation that comes into being basically from the dead. The whole nation of Israel is in effect an icon of the holy resurrection, a prefigurement, a prophetic prefigurement of the holy resurrection. And if King David is the back cover of this book, it's because it was to King David's son, whom the Lord would raise up from King David's body, and who would build a house for the Lord's name. In other words, who would become flesh and pitch his tent, his house, among us, that the word of the Lord would give a kingdom without end. That is, it was to the son of David that the Lord promised a kingdom without end. This son of David, who would build a house, which of course is clearly a prefigurement of the mystery of the incarnation. The house is the flesh, the tent of the flesh that the Lord Jesus built when he received it from the Holy Virgin and became flesh. In other words, we are referred again to the wisdom of Solomon in all of this. The kingdom of David's son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is a kingdom where there is no death, a kingdom in which the world is healthy and free, and where the subjects live in obedience to God, because the Lord Jesus, who is its king, and who was anointed as its king at the Jordan, is himself the life of the world, who illumines, in other words, who makes alive in light everyone who comes into that world, the kingdom of God. In Adam, all died. Everyone born of Adam is born in death and corruption. It is death and corruption that shapes their life, both their soul and their body, so that they live in darkness, and in darkness they live for death and corruption. Christ is the new Adam, born of the new Eve, the most holy Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary. He is the seed of God, sown in the womb of the Virgin, in the heart of our human nature. The seed of God, he is the fruit of the tree of life, that in his obedience, even to the point of death on his cross, has fallen into the ground of our soul to work our salvation in the midst of the earth, shattering the gates of brass and crushing the iron bars of hell, so that those who believe, those who want to be saved, can receive him into their heart, into their soul, and into their body, and be brought out from the darkness and shadow of death by following him from the cave of Bethlehem to the tomb of Golgotha, and into their heart, transfigured into the bridal chamber, where they are born again from above as children of God, and are written into, and indeed become, the book of life. This is the joy of Christmas. This is the story of Christmas that shapes and defines the outer and the inner life of all who believe, and who in faith practice obedience in love for God, and are written into the book of life, the book of the beginning, the book of the Genesis of Jesus Christ, so that even though they die, yet they live. For what dies is what's dead in them. What's earthly in them is what dies. That's the idolatry of their disobedience. And what lives is their kinship with God that is natural to them. The love of faith in the joy of the eternal life of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Amen. Most holy Theotokos, save us. Glory to Jesus Christ. Thank you.